Aloha, you're tuned in to Daily Dakai, and my name is Kehau, but my friends call me Sa. I'm an unorthodox Hawaiian spiritual mother of four, and I'll be using this platform as an audio blog to share stories about my life as a work-from-home mom, trying to run a business while maintaining my sanity with my ohana. I'll be talking about everything from metaphysics to motherhood, where you can get the dirt on the mahina, the moon, do daily devotions with me, listen to weekly titoscopes, find business tips and relationship advice to cultivate a high vibrational, happy, healthy, and healing life.
I'm totally having a fucking breakdown right now. So I decided to come and podcast about it. And it's really stupid. I know it is. And you guys are probably going to think I'm dramatic. My daughter will definitely say that. She thinks I'm super dramatic. But she's a fucking Leo rising. She's dramatic. She's just projecting. But I mean, I have an Aries sun and a Capricorn moon. I'm very disconnected from my emotions. And any emotions that I honor, it's fucking usually anger. But I don't know what is going on with this Mercury retrograde. I swear, I haven't had anxiety attacks so much in like, I don't know how many fucking years, like almost two decades. And in this past week or something, I've had like, I don't even know. Like, I know I told you guys one. I want to say I had like four. And this is like probably the fifth one. And it's really stupid, okay? And I want to say a little disclaimer first. I'm not trying to offend anybody, okay? I promise. You just have to understand that I need to heal some shit within myself, and it's more about me than it is what this particular person did, okay? Because they didn't do anything wrong, nothing, okay? But it stressed me out. I have anxieties right now. I like feel like I'm about to have a mental breakdown over it, and I have this guy that is supposed to be coming over to my house to freaking fix my freezer again, and I'm hiding in my fucking basement bathroom right now. Okay, this is what happened. Okay, so this girl made a tweet, and she took a screenshot of my Twitter profile, put it in her tweet, and she said, "Going through your follow list and find out at Mother Earth follows you back." 3 heart eye emojis. Then she said, "Yo," with like, I don't know, 7 O's maybe. I don't know. I can't really tell. And then it says, hashtag, is this real? ! And I'm telling you guys right now, like, I'm never going to get used to this. And I know some people are going to be jerks and be like, "Oh, you love it." No, bitch, you don't know me then if you think I love that. Because people who really know me know that I'm super fucking socially awkward. And I don't do good with being in the center of attention. It stresses me out that, like I was telling you guys yesterday, I'm not a public speaker because everybody would be looking at me, right? Like, I don't do good in the center of attention, in the limelight. I am no fucking Leo shit. In fact, where is my Leo? My Leo has got to be in my second house because I'm a Cancer rising. So yeah, I definitely do have struggles with self-worth, and probably the reason why I don't like being in the spotlight. Oh my goodness, that just makes sense. I'm mad I didn't look at that before. Anyways, and my Saturn is there too. Oh shit. Saturn is the lord of time, and he governs blocks and limitations and shit like that. So anyway, fuck, I don't know. I'm just feeling really funky about it. And I mean, can you imagine if somebody ever saw me in person and did that? I would probably have a definitely fucking mental breakdown and run away crying, jump in my car and fucking drive home. Like, even if I just arrived or something, I probably wouldn't even pay for all my shit. I would run away from my wagon or whatever the hell I'm doing and leave everything, drop everything, probably even dig out for my kids. And I would go hide in my car or fucking leave. I swear to God, I probably would. I'm never going to get used to this. And you know, I think one of the things that I struggle with the most is because I'm looking at it and I'm like, I ain't shit. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I mean, when I say I ain't shit, it's like I'm normal like you guys. I'm not saying everybody isn't shit, but I'm just saying, like, I'm just like you guys. I got fucking $400 in my savings right now. I have pets, and you know, I have chickens and dogs and kids that I take care of. And I don't know, like, I'm just a human, and I'm 40 years old, and I feel like I don't have anything to show for that. Like, that's me. I'm just a stay-at-home mom that has too much time on her hands, you know? that doesn't really know shit about shit. So I when I see this kind of shit, I'm like, what the fuck? Why? And then even last night, oh my goodness. Okay. So my daughter was telling, my daughter went to go see my, okay. So my brother is visiting Vegas. Yeah. And he didn't realize that I moved. So he texted me or hit me up or some way and was like, oh, I'm getting on the plane right now. And I'm coming to Vegas because he lives in Hawaii. And I was like, bro, I just moved, you know? And so, and by the way, he's not my real brother. Like, we just known each other since like he was in kindergarten and I'm a year older. So I was first grade and we were neighbors. He lived directly across the street from me. So we're basically like brother and sister. So anyway, I was like, yeah, I'm not there. I live in Utah now and stuff like that. He was like, oh, what? And I'm like, yeah, but Layla's there. And so my daughter has actually met him. You know, I mean, she knew him when she was little, but she don't remember, you know what I mean? And now she's 19. And so, I want to say maybe last year or the year before that, she went to Hawaii with my parents. They took her, I can't remember when. I want to say she was still in school, though. She was still in high school. And when she went, I told my brother, and I was like, you need to meet her. Like, you need to meet her. And so he was like, yeah, tell her come over, you know. So I guess he went and picked her up wherever, like from my grandma's house. I think that's where my parents were staying at that time when they were visiting. So he picked her up and everything, and she got to meet his kids and his wife. I think she was the fiancé at that time. And, you know, barbecue and whatever. So she got to meet him, and then I guess it's been a couple years since she's seen him. So I was like, you should, you know, hit up Layla. And she like totally adores him because, you know, he's fucking awesome. So anyway, I'm totally going off tangent, okay, but I promise I'm gonna come back to this, okay? It's gonna come around. So anyways, they went out last night, and also my really, really good friend from high school, like I used to live with her after because my parents kicked me out. Well, my mom kicked me out of the house, and her mom let me come stay with her, and so we used to go leeward. But anyway, that doesn't matter. She was there too, because she keeps in touch with my brother too. So she just recently moved to Vegas as well in July. So they all met up, and then like their other friends, like Brandon's other friends and my daughter and her boyfriend and Christy and, you know, all these other people. And so they all went out to, I forget the name of the place. It's like a sushi place or something. So they all met up, and they went to go eat over there. And my daughter told me that my brother went pay for everybody. And I swear there were so many people. There was like, okay, there was Christy, Layla, her boyfriend. I think the guy's name is Jack. Then there was Dina. There was one guy. Then the wife. And then my brother. So he paid for everybody. For everything. Whatever they was eating and drinking. He's fucking balling or something. Anyway. So she said that, you know, they were all talking stories. And then they started talking about my Mother Earth account. And I'm like, what the fuck? Good thing I never go. Good thing, because I would freak out. Like, for real, okay. I mean, I would probably go under the table and hide. I literally would. That is what I would. If they ever started talking about that shit, I would be under the fucking table. Or I would just be like, oh my God, I'm leaving. I'm going outside. Like, I'm going to smoke a cigarette. I don't know, smoke a cigarette. And then she told me that somebody passed around their phone and it had my profile on it, like my Instagram profile, and they were all fucking talking about me. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why? Fuck, what the fuck? Oh man, I was so pissed off. And she's like, why are you so mad? I'm like, I don't like that shit. Like, God damn. Like, good thing I wasn't there, because I would have been fucking mental. I would have been like under the table digging out, be like, okay, all you fuckers need to like just hand in your phones. Nobody look at nothing. Don't even say Mother Earth. You say Mother Earth, you give me $5. Like, I don't like that shit, man. Don't give me attention. I only want attention from my husband, okay? That's the only one that I want attention from, to be honest. Everybody else just, yeah, no need. Don't worry about me. Don't even talk about me. Fuck. Anyway. Oh, shit. I almost cried, you know. Seriously, like when I saw that tweet. And it wasn't like crying tears of joy. It was like crying tears of like, I'm fucking stressed out. Why are you doing this to me? But again, like I said, it has nothing to do with what the person did, and more to do with me dealing with wounds of maybe not being, not feeling... feeling like I don't even know. I want to say it's because maybe I never used to get attention when I was a kid, so I've like that's comfortable to me. You get what I'm saying? It was the spotlight was always my sister, you know, when she came around. I can't even remember when it was just me, what my parents treat, like how I was treated by my parents. Well, mostly my mother. My father was just always working. I don't even know. I have no idea. But I just remember that when my sister came, everything was about her. And for a little bit when I was young, I was like sixth grade probably or something. And I know for a little bit I had an animosity towards her when I was a kid. But as I got older, the animosity turned into a different type of animosity. It wasn't about her being the center of attention. And it was more about how come why I gotta fucking take care of a kid that I never give birth to. So anyway. And now it's more like it's an animosity towards her of how come you cannot adult and you're almost fucking 30. Anyway, okay, I'm going off topic. I think that's what I do to fucking cope with shit. I don't know. Maybe I'm avoiding it. I don't fucking know. But you know what? I just gonna say mahalo to you guys for just like letting me vent and sorry, I'm smelling some myrrh right now. It's a really mild scent, so you really gotta snort that fuck. It's really good for people who have, I'm so mad that I have this too. It's really good for people who feel like they weren't mothered and nurtured and have a disconnect from that mothering figure in their life. And I'm over here snorting this right now. Okay, I'm going to end this. We need to get into our La Mahina. I'm going to fucking just douse myself in this shit right now, okay? Don't mind me. Like, I promise. I think I need to carry my bottle of, like, lavender with me. Because if people keep doing this shit to me, I don't know. I'm going to have to like just snort the fuck out of my lavender so I don't freak out. In fact, I should go get that and mix it with my myrrh. Yeah, I'm going to do that. I have a rollerball. Oh, shit. Am I being dramatic? Fuck, don't answer that. Oh, God, lavender smells so good. All right, I'm going to go and stress eat. I'm gonna eat like 5 Hershey kisses right now. It is time for Kalakapua. And if you didn't notice, I'm gonna start utilizing more Hawaiian terminology or words, vocabulary, whatever, if I know it. If I don't know it, then I'm not gonna say it because I'm too lazy to go look it up on vehevehe.org and I'm not a planner, and so I don't make plans about anything. So anyway, today is day 2, so hopefully you woke up, you did your meditation, or you go shishi, wash your face, brush your teeth, get back in bed, meditate for like 5 minutes, just be quiet and just like sit there. Don't let yourself think about nothing else. Just try to be blank, honestly. Like, I don't know. When you start thinking about your to-do list, just imagine yourself taking that to-do list and sticking it in your back pocket, like fold it up and put it in your back pocket. And then imagine yourself just sitting by a creek, like watching the water, watching all the, you know, koi fish in the water, or whatever you're doing, you know, and just chill and just imagine yourself relaxing. That's, I don't know. That's what I do when I meditate. Unless I'm like focused on a specific site, like sort of meditation. But yeah, when I first wake up in the morning, it'll be something like that. That's kind of what I do. I just imagine myself like being chill and walking through some kind of forest or whatever, looking at water, all kind of nature stuff, you know? So one time I did a meditation that was really cool, and I imagined myself at, what the fuck is it called? It's some kind of Mayan temple, and I imagined myself seeing the serpent. I don't know. They say that there's this deity, a Mayan deity, or is it Aztec? I don't really know. I don't know. But I was watching a video or something, and I guess during the time of a solar eclipse, apparently this god will come to this Mayan like pyramid or whatever it's called, and it like, and it's basically a bunch of wind like swirling all over the place, and it's huge and stuff. And so I guess in, you know, in ancient times they thought that was a god or whatever, which it is, because, you know, Hawaiians, like, we believe the nature, you know, nature is, you know, like a god. So like we have like you know, mist is this goddess, you know, I don't remember her name, The snow is Poliahu, right? The lava is Pele, like, you know, the ocean, right? So, so for them, I think it's very similar. So anyways, I digress. So I was imagining myself to be at this place during the solar eclipse and watching the wind swirling around, you know, and you know, doing whatever, like kind of like what is that movie with Haku and Chikir? What's her fucking name? I cannot believe that I don't remember the title of this anime. It's like my favorite. Oh my god. It has the boy named Haku and the girl's name is like Chikiro. Oh my goodness, I hate myself. My daughter is gonna fucking judge my life. Oh shit. I don't know. But there's a part Haku turns into like this dragon thing and he's like going out of control and like swirling all over, and like that's kind of what I imagined. Anyway, I don't know why I'm telling you this. Anyway, so hopefully you did your gratitude list, you meditated, you did your gratitude list, and then you read it to yourself or out loud and then said your mahalo, mahalo, mahalo. I'm thinking about having my kids do this with me, the Usos, not my older kid, because he ain't gonna be about that. So anyways, I'm thinking about having them do it with me. We'll see. And then, you know, we'll read to each other what we're grateful for, and then, you know, say mahalo, mahalo, mahalo. And then also make sure that you have your what? Do you remember what you need to get today? Your poaka. No. Or your pohaku. So it's up to you. So pohaku is rock. So you need a magic rock to me a magic rock is a crystal, which is a poaka. Or no, it's not poaka, it's poaka. So what was I saying? Oh yeah, so you have to have that. I'm gonna be using a labradorite. It's a tumbled one, I guess. Not really tumbled, it's like flat. It's kind of like a worry stone, but I don't use it like that. But you can like rub it and hold it in your palm. Maybe it's called a palm stone, I don't know. But I'm gonna use that. And so what we're gonna do is we're you see how we're starting rituals, right? We're starting off our morning by making our gratitude list, and then we're ending the day by holding onto our stone. So you're gonna put your poaka or your poaku right next to your bed, and every night before bed you're gonna hold that. You're gonna think about the best thing that happened to you, that, you know, on that particular day, and you're gonna mahalo it. And, you know, say mahalo for that thing. So think it, you know, think about it, play it out like it happened, like it's just happening right now. And then, you know, feel gratitude for that and mahalo it. And that's it. Super easy, right? So I think the hardest part would probably be the list of 10. But I swear, as you keep going, it gets easier. It really does. Because you just can think about all kinds of stuff. And my tip for that is to maybe have like themes for it. So like day one for me was like people that I was grateful for. Day two was like my body functions or like body stuff, you know, that I'm grateful for. So yeah, just whatever. I don't know. To me, that makes it a little easier to find things when I narrow it down into little like categories or something like that. And you can repeat them. You could mahalo fucking the same person every fucking day for the next 28 days or whatever. So, you know, don't make it difficult. Yeah. Just try to like allow it to flow. Like the first thing you think of even too. Even if you think it's stupid. Because you want to know something? Only you are seeing this. Unless you're sharing it with other people. But honestly, it's like, who cares? Like what people think. Like there's no right or wrong thing to be grateful for. So anyway, yeah, so we're building up kind of like a morning and a evening ritual now. So tomorrow, make sure you read ahead, because we got to get pictures, okay? So we got to collect pictures. So make sure you read ahead, and you know what we got to do so that you're prepared for tomorrow. All right, so that is it for this segment. We're gonna get into our Lamahina Kind Things for today, November 8th, 2019, and today is a Umikumakolu Okalamahina, which is represented by a wheel,
And that'll be when the moon rises today, okay? So for me, that is at 3:55 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Make sure you look up your time because it'll be different. You can't just convert the hours. It'll be different based on where your location is. So you can look it up on dateandtime.com. In general, this energy is about the perpetual movement of energy in your life, of the way that you are operating. And this deals with karma. This deals with behavior patterns. It deals with thought processes that are repeating itself because you're not learning a lesson, or because you are learning a lesson at the time, or at this moment. Energy work is really good on this day. You want to work on correcting things from your past. The first half, the first part of the La Mahina is going to be a little bit difficult because it's going to show you negative patterns that need your attention. So address them in whatever way you need to. And if you can overcome those things, it's said that like new opportunities are going to come your way because of your different, your changed perspective on things. Business and money wise, any new work that you do today, any initiatives will be unfavorable for your business. This is more of a time to revise things, to complete things that you already started. It's better for exchanging information with other people, learning and reading about things that are going to be helpful for your business. It's pretty good for dealing with financial matters, so paying your bills and paying back debts or whatever, really good on this day. Dream wise, it's going to show you if you're progressing or if you're feeling stuck right now. And if you're feeling stuck, it's going to show you what you need to do about that or what you need to change in your life so that you can get unstuck. Health wise, and it might not be like you physically stuck someplace. It could be like you having stuck sort of energy within yourself or something like that, or in your life, I guess. Health wise, it's good for taking medications and elixirs that are going to help your body to heal. You don't want to fast today. The home life, you want to bake. Bake today. Enjoy those foods that you bake with your family and your friends. Housework. Is going to be good if you have, like, if you're doing like yard work. So like if you have a backyard, if you're like pruning the trees or pulling weeds or raking the leaves or something like that, that's all good. What else? Love and relationships, I think, is what else I talk about. So you don't want to make any new friends today or new contacts, because the people that you meet on a wheel day are actually people that are going to kind of bring out toxic patterns or create new toxic patterns for you, I guess you could say. And it's like you're going to be going through circles with this person in the future. They're going to cause problems. What you want to do more is to take a good look at the relationships that you have right now and figure out if they're cultivating toxic behavior patterns or toxic things in your life. Or if they're healthy for you, because the ones that are just, you know, are habitual, you know, negativity or something like that, you want to cut those people out of your life. Not in a negative way, like I'm better than you, you suck kind of a thing, but more like this is not healthy, and so I'm going to send you away with blessing kind of thing. And then lastly, you don't want to what you need to refrain today from, again, fasting, right? Like I said, anything that deals with, what was I going to say? Anything where you're repeating patterns that are not good for you, you want to stop doing those things. So if that's like stress eating, like me, I was stress eating earlier and then I had to check myself. So I only ate 2 of the candies, not 5. Because then I realized, I'm like, oh shit, today's a wheel day. I mean, even though the moon didn't rise yet, you know, I'm still like mindful of that energy. But anyways, yeah. Any issues that come up today from your past, you know, something that keeps on occurring over and over, it needs your attention. So find a solution for that thing so that you have a fresh start and you can move on from that. And then lastly, the moon is still in Pisces. And so, you know, malama your feet, your toes, the immune system. Go diffuse some On Guard because, you know, that'll help you with your immune system. Take it easy today. Listen to your intuition. Don't tell secrets to anybody. spend some alone time when you can. And that is it. That's La Mahina kind thing. So as you can tell, I'm out and about. I gotta go. But mahalo for listening, you guys. I am back home now. Sora mana'o. No, I don't want to carry you. Oh, this chicken. Anyway, sorry. I just got home, so I'm going to check the eggs. But, mana'o, I think it's, you know, not perpetuating. Get away from there. Not perpetuating. See, she followed me all the way over here. Bruh, what the hell? These chickens haven't laid eggs in 2 days. I feel like they're hiding their eggs now. I feel like they're laying their eggs outside someplace. I gotta go look around now. But not... what was I saying? The mana'o is to not do things the same way that you've been doing them. So for me, having that freak out a little bit, instead of like just freaking out for a long ass fucking time over it, it's like, get it out of your system, tell somebody, talk to somebody or whatever, right? Talk about it, don't keep it to yourself, be honest about it with others or share it or something in order to maybe process it, to release it, whatever. And just instead of just perpetuating that weird, you know, that whatever emotion it is that you're feeling about something, so that you can move on. Because honestly, if this happened maybe, I don't know, maybe last month, I probably would have been super fucking weird about it and deleted all my shit, like, again, like, seriously. So I'm really trying to do things in a different fucking way. There's all these little buggies. I feel like they're gonna fly in my mouth. Okay, anyway, that is kind of what I'm getting from today, is just to stop that cycle, that toxic cycle of, for me, it's of being in the spotlight, and learn how to be okay with that and not run away from your problems. Because I think that's a toxic behavior pattern of mine, is just like, there's certain things, and I think it's more about stuff that deal with self-worth than others, because usually I'm highly confrontational, but there are things like that where I'll just like, I want to run away and I don't want to acknowledge and I want to ignore it and all this kind of stuff, which is super toxic, right? So yeah, I want to say they're laying eggs in this fucking fire pit, but I can't see anything, because when Kamei trimmed the trees, he threw all of this in the freaking fire pit and didn't burn it. So I think they're going in here, and I can't see, and I don't want to touch this nasty stuff. Ah, gross, Titta. Why do dogs have to smell each other's asses? Okay. Oh, this white chicken coming to me again. Always like be carried. Aloha. I call her auntie. Because she's the oldest one of out of the chickens. See, she's laying over here. She's like, pick me up. Hi. You want to say hi? Say hi. Hello. Yeah. Okay, we can go. Mahalo for listening. I keep saying that today, but I really do appreciate you guys. Little update. Feeling so much better. I gotta shout out KPA, Malia Talk, Brandy, Mel Inc. Who else was there? I don't want to miss anybody. My friend Noe Tanigawa, Anoi for sure. You guys really helped me a lot to deal with that whole situation. Especially Malia. Like, Malia said just the right fucking thing. It was one sentence, and she said, let it fill your heart with gratitude. She said, it's okay if people want to shout you out.
I get it. It's awkward, but let it fill your heart with gratitude. And that alone just was so fucking healing. Like, I felt it like wash over me. It was very soothing. I don't know how else to explain it. So Malia is fucking awesome. And then my girl KPA, like, she was like totally understanding, and she even helped me because I kind of got pissed off at somebody who had said something about it. Anyway, I don't want to get into that, but yeah, KPA, I just gonna shout her out. KPA, which is the Basic Bougie, I think that's how you say it. And by the way, I love her voice because she sent me an audio message and I was like, oh my god, her voice is so beautiful. Nikki is another one. I love her voice. Absidy, oh my god. I like how her voice is kind of snobby sounding. Like, I don't know if that's fucked up to say, but Absidy's voice, I just love it. Oh my gosh. Okay. And then even Brandy, I feel like me and Brandy kind of talk the same. Like, we're kind of like loud, maybe obnoxious to people that don't get us, and just kind of ratchet. Like, we just no filter kind of thing. And then Chastity, oh my god, I love Chastity. And she's just so like so fucking Libra. Like, she's just like soothing and like peaceful and harmonious. Like, I just, oh, I love listening to her. Like, I keep telling these bitches to get the fuck on Ents and they don't want to fucking listen to me. I'm like, bro, I need to listen to your guys' shit. Like, honestly, if you're listening to my podcast, please go on Ents. This is another app. It's like a tweet, like an audio Twitter. Like, get on Ents and add me. My username is Ante. Like ghetto Hawaiian kind Ante, like spelling, like A-U-N-T-E-H. Because I want to listen to your guys' shit. Like, seriously, I want to be the one to listen. So please do that, like, for real. And then I'll see when you follow me, because I'll follow you back right away. So anyway, that was totally off topic, but I just wanted to make sure I shout out everybody. And then, like, Brandy was, like, you know, she totally understood where I was coming from, like, because she relates and was telling me, you know, like, somebody might say, wow, your story is cool. And then she fucking deletes it, wants to disappear for the weekend and doesn't come back on. And then 2 weeks later, you know, she pops up. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is why we're friends. And then Noi Tanigawa, just, like, we are so on the same vibe right now with this whole Mercury retrograde. And so, you know, it's just nice to know that your girlfriends are there with you, like, right there, or they get you, you know. It's like, so, oh, just what I need, you know. And then Onoi, oh, she's so pleasant, like, really, like, just that name too. Yeah, doesn't it just sound like so, like, so pretty, Onoi. Do you want to know something? This is so random, okay? She's probably gonna kill me. And this is kind of fucked up, but I swear, not every time, but I would say, like, my main memory of Anoi, I hope she doesn't get mad at me. My main memory of Anoi is her being the first girl to go take a shower after gym, because everybody was kind of like scared, and she was like, I don't give a fuck. And she just like stripped down and like took a shower, and then everybody was like, oh, okay. Okay, she not shame. I not gonna be shame too. Like, that's Noi. Like, she's the one that is like, she's a leader. Like, I fucking remember her for that. Anyways, I want to say that was like maybe in ninth grade, like refreshment or something. I can't remember. Anyway, but I remember that. That's how I fucking, you know, I connect that memory with her a lot. But anyways, what was I saying? Yeah, but she like totally like also helped me as well. Like, I freaking love her. So anyways. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I mahalo you guys, because I appreciate you guys all, and I feel so much better about that situation. Not saying that I won't freak out if that ever happens again, but I think that it's like a step, you know, like a step closer to being able to deal with that type of stuff and be grateful for that.
If you enjoyed this episode, share it with your WCW who doesn't even know you exist, your neighbor with the yappy dog, your Facebook friends, which consists of family you hate, and people you don't really know from high school. Make sure you follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and NotSoChristianMoms.com.